Good afternoon. The government is proposing new taxes on digital services, financial transactions and plastic packaging in 2021 and a higher levy on sugary beverages in the hope of raising a total of 6.8 billion euros. Spain set the budget plan, which projects a deficit of 7.7% and an economic rebound of at least 7.2%, as previously announced to the European Commission late yesterday. This year, the government expects a recession of 11.2%, the worst since the Civil War, and a budget gap of 11.3% due to the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Parliament has already given its green light to the implementation of the two more controversial taxes. The so-called Google tax on revenues booked locally by large tech firms, such as Google, Amazon and Facebook, is being applied across Europe. Washington sees the tax as a threat to US companies. The 3% tax on digital services, such as advertising and data sales, is projected to collect around 1 billion euros next year. The financial transaction tax, known as the Tobin tax, is another European project led by the German government and is expected to raise 850 billion euros next year in Spain. A 0.2% rate will be applied to transactions of shares of listed companies with a market cap higher than 1 billion euros. In the context of shrinking tax revenues and record public spending to counter the impact of the pandemic, Spain also plans to create or raise other taxes for potentially harmful products. The socialist-led minority coalition government hopes Parliament will approve the first full-year budget since 2016 after a long period of political instability. Spain had to roll over its budgets for most of the past 4 years, all but preventing public investment. The Guardia Civil in Alicante have dismantled a criminal gang that tried to defraud 250,000 euros from the Insurance Compensation Consortium, which is dealing with the damage caused by last year's flooding. The men claimed they had lost 200,000 kilograms of merchandise, including lemons and potatoes, 3,000 wooden boxes and 1,000 pallets, which were all stored inside a company warehouse. The claim was processed and paid, although during the case, some inconsistencies were detected in the documentation, causing authorities to suspect it could be a scam. A specialist team from the Alicante Guardia Civil carried out an investigation earlier this year, which concluded there was no fruit, vegetable production or boxes, nor the pallets that were supposedly damaged. The alleged victims had falsified estimates, invoices and delivery notes to fake the merchandise, which never really existed. Four people have been subsequently detained in Rafal whilst investigations continue. Three men aged between 22 and 60 and a 58-year-old woman. A fifth person under investigation is a 44-year-old woman and all are of Spanish nationality. It's believed there are family links between the gang members. And over 200 migrants reached the Canary Islands yesterday. The migrants landed in six different boats just a day after another six boats with 173 migrants arrived. Security on Morocco's Mediterranean coast is pushing traffickers and migrants south to risk the perilous crossing to the Canaries. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.